Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly here on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Here's a look at your morning farm news. A top U.S. trade official this week briefed House and Senate lawmakers on the administration priorities for an upcoming review of the North American Trade Pact, USMCA. Among the improvements the U.S. would push for include securing greater Canadian market access for U.S. dairy, addressing low-cost produce imports from Mexico, securing protections for U.S. products from geographic indicators. The administration has been gearing up for its six-year review of the USMCA, slated for July, and has been gathering feedback from stakeholders. As a part of the process, the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, reporting to Congress on its assessment of the deal and any recommendations for improving it. In recent comments, Trade Representative Jamison Greer has stressed that the U.S. stands ready to walk away from the deal if necessary, but in his statements this week with legislators, he acknowledged the strengths of the agreement and the broad support it enjoys among U.S. industries and across Capitol Hill. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer testified before the USTR earlier. He was surprised at the groups who opposed the deal. Bauer says the USMCA helped to push back against Mexico's attempt to reject biotech corn.
As we went through that Chapter 31 hearing on those issues with the biotech trade, it worked out well. I mean, we seen the issue with us moving our corn into Mexico because of that, and Canada come in on our side. I mean, the rules blatantly state everything needs to be science-based, and as we look at that, it wasn't science-based, so therefore it didn't fit with the agreement, and it worked out great. You know, we filed the complaint, we went to arbitration, and Canada come in, and everybody looked at it and said, no, you're not meeting this agreement by trying to propose the anti-biotech traits. It didn't work for the Mexicans, and if we were in their shoes, it wouldn't work for us. I mean, the rules are there for a reason. They worked exactly how they should, and that's why, obviously, we're pushing for a full 16-year extension to this.
In other news, the comment period for the Trump administration WOTUS definition is still open. The American Farm Bureau offered market intelligence today on the proposed definition.
And the Trump administration is now taking it upon themselves to bring the WOTUS rule in line with the Sackett decision. And we believe that what they have proposed faithfully respects the Sackett decision.
Courtney Briggs says the Biden administration attempt to rewrite the WOTUS rule was unsuccessful.
The Biden administration did conform their rule after the Sackett decision was handed down, but they failed to provide definitions to important terms, linchpin terms that determine the scope of the federal government's reach. Terms like relatively permanent, terms like continuous surface connection, things like indistinguishable. Those are important terms, and the Biden administration left those terms undefined, which greatly expanded their jurisdictional reach.
Briggs says the proposed new WOTUS definition much more in tune with the Supreme Court Sackett ruling.
It does provide very explicit exemptions for ditches, for prior converted cropland, and it does shift the burden of proof from the landowner to the government. So now, moving forward, under this regulatory regime, it is the government that has to prove that you have a WOTUS on your property. It is no longer the landowner having to prove that they don't have a WOTUS on their property.
The comment period for the Trump WOTUS definition remains open until January 5th. In other news from Washington, Congress is done for the year before they wrapped up last night. The Senate approved a series of President Trump's nominees who would be important to agriculture and to food policy. That includes Julie Callahan to be Chief Ag Trade Negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said Callahan, who has been at USTR since 2016, brings an unparalleled level of knowledge, experience, and dedication to the position. Mandy Beshear is confirmed as the Undersecretary for Food Safety at USDA. Also, Jeffrey Hall to be EPA's Assistant Administrator of the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance. Michael Selig will chair the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Senate Ag Committee Chairman John Bozeman says he still wants to move a farm bill next year, but he knows that Democrats will try to insist on using that to restore cuts to SNAP program that was taken away this year. Bozeman says he's willing to move the farm bill in pieces if necessary. I'm Jeff Nally.